Asked several times to speak about issues that come up at a shul kiddush. I thought I spoke about this already, but I checked online and I couldn't find that I did. So, but today we're going to talk about using disposable cups for kiddush. That often comes up at a shul kiddush. Can you use disposable cups to be yotze the mitzvah of kiddush? So we'll see that this is an interesting area of halacha. It's an interesting discussion because it relates to certain areas of Torah that we don't normally view as halacha lemaisa sections of Torah. And you think you learn Taras, you learn Kalim, and things like that. It doesn't really so relate to halacha lemaisa, but it may come into play over here. So the first issue is, what is the requirement of a kosher kiddush? Is there any requirement that a kosher kiddush has to be a nice kos? Because certainly a plastic kos is not a nice kos, it's not a fancy kos. So Shulchan Aruch and Sim Kuf Pei Gimel Siv Gimel, in the context of a kosher bracha for Birchas HaMazon, says that a kosher bracha for Birchas HaMazon cannot have any dents, nor can it have any cracks. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the same is true for a kos of kiddush or a kos of avdala, based on what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud, that whatever requirements you have for a kosher bracha by Birchas HaMazon, you would also have for a kosher bracha by Kiddush and by Havdalah. So the Magen Avraham in Kuf Pei Gimel Sivkat Nehei says that what if the part of the cup that holds the liquid, that actually holds the wine, is perfect, is fine, but just the base of the cup is broken or dented? Is that okay? He says, no, still not allowed to use that cup for Kiddush. The cup is broken, it's no good, you're not allowed to use it for Kiddush. So says Rav Moshe, Nigros Moshe, Chaim Chelik Beis, Simon Ayin Hei, based on this, that apparently it's not about the functionality of the cup, because if the part that holds the drink is perfectly functional and just the base is broken, it's not about whether the kos is functional or not. What's it about? It's about whether the kos is nice. And it's not nice to have a broken cup. So says Rav Moshe, if a broken cup is not nice, then probably a plastic cup or a paper cup is not nice either. It's even worse than a cup with a broken base. What would you rather have? A silver cup with a broken base or a plastic cup? I'm sure we'd all take the silver cup. We'd prefer that most of the time. So Rav Moshe says, therefore the disposable plastic cup should not be used for Kiddush. The Rav Waldenberg in the Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Yud Beis, Simen Chav Gimel, has a different understanding of the halachic problem of a cup whose base is broken. According to Rav Waldenberg, this is not a halacha of the importance or the value of the cup. It's a psul in a broken cup. The tafka has to be shavur, which means that it's broken. It's not as good as it was when it was new. Now it is broken. It is ruined from what it was. The cup is no longer in its original state due to some sort of break. Not that it's worth less. Meaning, if you had a cup that was made out of pure solid gold and had gems, diamonds all around it, but its base was broken, it would still be possible, even though it's worth a great deal. So he says the issue is broken. So as long as it remains in its original state, no matter how cheap the material the cup is made from is, it's still considered to be a viable cup, and therefore paper cups, plastic cups, they're cheap, but they're perfectly valid for Kiddush. That is in terms of that issue of a broken cup. But there is another issue, and that is a plastic cup or a disposable cup even considered a kli to begin with? The Mishnah in Kalim, Perek Tes Zayin, Mishnah Vav, gives us a list of those Kalim that are capable of being Mekabel Tumah and those that cannot be Mekabel Tumah. The Mishnah describes one particular kli that was made out of palm branches, and they would put unripened dates in that kli until it would become ripe. And the Mishnah says that if the kli is made in such a way that the only way to remove the dates from the kli is by breaking the kli, then it's not Mekabel Tumah. Why is it not Mekabel Tumah? Because it's not a kli. It's supposed to be used once, then you break it, you destroy it in order to remove the dates. So then it's not called a kli. It can only be used once. So says the Tshuvas Mishnah Siyakov, Chelek Aleph, Simin Vav Oschas, that this Mishnah suggests that any kli that's normally thrown away after a single use is not called a kli. So a kiddush cup that's a plastic cup or a paper cup that's normally thrown away after just a single use, l'chara, should not be a kli. However, it's not so pashut that that's the correct analysis of that Mishnah and the correct application of that Mishnah. The Debrezina Rav in Tshuvas Ber Moshe, Chelek Hei, Simin Nun Hei, writes that since a lot of people use plastic cups more than once, either by rinsing the cup after use or even by refilling the cup several times during a single meal, that's also called using it more than once, so he thinks that the disposable cups are not comparable to the kalim described in the Mishnah. I mean, even if you take the entire analysis as correct, that what the Mishnah says, that any kli that would be only used only once is not a kli, and mainly you're not allowed to use it for kiddush. Even granted all that, but who says a plastic cup is used only once? Very often people wash it out and will use it again, and even more often they'll use it several times within the same meal. Rav Waldenberg in Tzitz Eliezer points out that even if people never use it more than once, as long as it could be used more than once, the fact that people dispose of these cups after using it once is not because there's something wrong with the cup, it's because we're so rich we can afford to throw away perfectly viable good cups. We throw away Snapple bottles, let's say. Those are clearly perfectly viable good glass jars, and we throw them away because we're so rich that we can afford to do such things. So he says that has nothing to do with the quality of the cup. The cup is perfectly able to be used a second time, and therefore it's a perfectly good kli. So Rabbi Bleich, in his Contemporary Halachic Problems, Volume 2, quotes from a piece written by Rabbi Meir Zev Goldberger, who says that he disagrees with the entire analysis of the Mishnah Siakov. He says it's all based on one big misunderstanding of the Mishnah in Kelim. Rabbi Bleich writes that, in the name of this Rabbi Goldberger, that an object designed to be discarded cannot be Mekabel Tumah, not because it's not a kli. No, it's a kli. This is a din in Kabbalah's Tumah. Not everything that's a kli can be Mekabel Tumah. Clay Even are Kalim, they just can't be Mekabel Tumah. There's separate halachos for things that are and aren't Kalim, and things that can and cannot be Mekabel Tumah. The fact that it's meant to be discarded is a din in Kabbalah's Tumah. It's not a din in whether it's a kli. The Mishnah never says it's not a kli. Mishnah says it can't be Mekabel Tumah. Adrab, the Mishnah implies that it is a kli, but it's the kind of kli that cannot be Mekabel Tumah. And therefore he says, this has absolutely nothing to do with whether you can use it for Kiddush. Whether you can use it for Kiddush, it just needs to be a kli. It doesn't have to be able to be Mekabel Tumah. And Rav Oldenburg gives a further raya that disposable paper cups can be considered a kli, based on the Rambam in the second parak of Hilchas Kelim, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes that a kli can be made from materials that are not Mekabel Tumah, but the utensil itself will become able to be Mekabel Tumah just by the fact that you made it into a base kibble, that you made a kli out of these materials. For instance, the Rambam says, if you make it out of raw leather or from paper, so now it becomes a kli, even though, and it's able to be Mekabel Tumah, even though previously it was not able to be Mekabel Tumah. So the Rambam explicitly states, paper utensils are considered kelim. So they are considered kelim, even for as long as they last. Once they're destroyed, they're destroyed. But for as long as they last, they're considered kelim. So most paper cups are thrown out after use and don't last for an extended period of time, but their physical makeup would allow them to last for a period of time, and therefore it's only because they're inexpensive that we throw them away. Rav Oldenburg believes very strongly that paper cups do constitute a kli, and therefore there's no reason not to use them for Kiddush. So halacha lemaisa, what do poskim say about this? So I found basically four variations in the poskim, four slightly different shitos amongst the poskim about what to do about paper cups at a Kiddush. Rav Moshe Feinstein, as we mentioned before, holds that paper cups should not be used because it's like a kli shavur, it's like a broken kli. I saw Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn in The Radiance of Shabbos on page 44 says that he asked Rav Moshe if there's room to distinguish between good plastic cups and the paper cups that, you know, like the Dixie cups that you use once and then they almost like disintegrate in your hand. You really can't use them more than once. And Rav Moshe said, no reason to distinguish. You shouldn't use any of them. However, it should be noted Rav Moshe himself in the tshuva leaves open the possibility that if the only cup available to you is a disposable cup, that maybe you would be able to use it. So it sounds that maybe he wasn't 100% convinced that it's no good at all for Kiddush, that you're not Yotze Kiddush at all, but certainly would recommend using a non-disposable cup rather than a cup that is disposable. Rav Binyamin Zilber in the tshuvas Oz Nidbaru Chelik Vav Sim Mem Tes says that it's obvious that any disposable cup can be used for Kiddush, can be used for Avdalah, can be used for Netilas Yadayim. He says we don't find anywhere in Halacha that there's a requirement for a cup to be nice, and there's no source to suggest that if a cup is made to be used only once, it's not a kli. So he's the exact opposite. He does, however, concede that if you have a nicer cup, hider mitzvah, use the nicest cup available, but he thinks, halachically speaking, there's nothing whatsoever wrong with using a paper cup. Rav Oldenburg paskins that you could use any cup that could possibly be used multiple times, even if nobody actually does. But if you have, let's say, a Dixie cup that, you know, like the ones that have sometimes water coolers with the triangle bottom or something, you know, like, but that quality where it's literally just a piece of paper that you drink once and then you would crush. What?
Well, the triangle bottom. bottom.
Yeah, yeah. But let's say you had a regular bottom, but it would be something that that you would crush. And having a triangle bottom wouldn't ruin it as a kli anyway. But that's a discussion for a different time. The play sharis in the migdash, so they have to use mix the dam. But leaving that out, that would be no good. But if you have a cup that could be used multiple times, then it would be okay. And the Deber Tziner and the Ber Moshe that we mentioned before says that it has to be something that not only could be used multiple times, but that people commonly use multiple times. So it could be that according to the Deber Tziner, let's say, those small plastic shot glasses, so they could be used multiple times, but nobody uses them multiple times. People just take another one. They throw them out when they're done. They leave them on the table, whatever. They very rarely are used multiple times. At least, hopefully, they're not used too many times consecutively. But they have other problems with Kiddush also, because they can't hold the Revius, and you need a Shir Revius. But we'll get to that tomorrow, maybe, when we discuss making Kiddush on scotch. So at the end of the day, there are several shittos on this on this topic, whether you can use the paper cups or not. There is a thing, one of these famous misconceptions. I guess we could put this in the 2-minute non-halacha or whatever series that Itan started, but that people assume that if you double up the cup, then it's okay. That if you put two cups one inside the other, then that makes it better in some way. I'm not really sure why that would make it better. I mean, the only story I could think of is if you hold that it has to be usable more than once, so the double Dixie cup could probably be used more than once, whereas a single Dixie cup maybe can't be used more than once. I've never seen anyone in print that actually says this, although someone told me in one of the picture books of Gedolei Yisrael, there's a picture of Scheinberg holding a double Dixie, not a double plastic cup, making Kiddush something. I don't know, I didn't look it up. I didn't see if that picture exists. And, you know, you can't bring a riot from the picture. Someone could have just stuck it in his hand and, you know, used it. Doesn't necessarily, or maybe the cups didn't come apart. I don't know. it's not a riot. It's also a good question. He's making Kiddush, probably Kiddush al-Bracha, not Kiddush. Yeah.